Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onalitani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Naglan Chief Minister Nipuryo emphasizes need to strengthen One Crop, One Village initiative. Consultation meeting held on proposed lifting of Naglan Liquor Total Prohibition Act 1989 in Dimapur. Justice Suryakant takes oath as 53rd Chief Justice of India. And Aboi Town Public stages protest rally regarding survey of proposed National Highway 702. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister of Nagaland Nipuryo today emphasized the need to strengthen the One Crop, One Village initiative. He expressed satisfaction with the progress of cluster farming in the state, stating that commercial viability improves when villages grow selected crops collectively. Mr. Rio was speaking at the Kohima District Planning and Development Board meeting come Advent Christmas held at Pezu Resort to Pima Village in Kohima. He urged the people to work with the resources the land provides, emphasizing that Naglan's soil is fertile and ideal for organic production. Mr. Rio also stressed the importance of fostering stronger relationships with farmers, urging officers and departments to understand the farmers, their interests and their land so that government initiatives can be implemented more effectively. On the occasion, Chief Minister launched a coffee table book of the 24th Dr. T. Ao Inter-District Football Trophy. The publication captures the journey of the tournament and honors the contributions of players, coaches and officials who have shaped its history. The Naga Council Dimapur and the civil society organizations based in Dimapur today held a joint consultation with the presidents of all tribal hohos to deliberate on the proposed lifting of the Naglan Liquor Total Prohibition Act NLTP 1989 in the district. Addressing the media persons following the meeting, convener of the consultative committee, Zasiviko Zakisato, stated that the NLTP issue is a matter that concerns every section of society and asserted that 36 years of prohibition have caused more harm than good.
Under the aegis of Naga Council, series of meeting, 36 years the dui hafta to mojine khuli dibi kwala habi noi. Moi khan bi time logo consultation ko bole. Bole bi bhal ba bujhi dine. We are not against our churches. We are not against anybody. But the reality of the moral life, the social to life to of Dimapur district, ami khan citizen khan sob dikhe ase.
Mr. Zakisato further announced that another meeting with the tribal hohos will be held in January next year, adding that their roadmap is centered on continued dialogue. He said, a thorough consultative process is essential to ensure that Dimapur's collective voice on lifting the NLTP Act is accurately and fully represented. Justice Suryakant today took oath as the 53rd Chief Justice of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office of Justice Suryakant at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. Justice Suryakant has succeeded Justice B.R. Gavai, who demitted office yesterday. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Ministers were present during the oath-taking ceremony.
मैं सूर्यकांत
जो भारत के उच्चतम न्यायालय का मुख्य न्यायमूर्ति नियुक्त हुआ हूँ
जो भारत के उच्चतम न्यायालय का मुख्य न्यायमूर्ति नियुक्त हुआ हूँ ईश्वर की शपथ लेता हूँ कि मैं विधि द्वारा स्थापित भारत के संविधान के प्रति सच्ची श्रद्धा और निष्ठा रखूँगा मैं भारत की प्रभुता और अखंडता अक्षुण रखूँगा तथा मैं सम्यक प्रकार से और श्रद्धापूर्वक तथा अपनी पूरी योग्यता ज्ञान और विवेक से अपने पद के कर्तव्यों का भय या पक्षपात अनुराग या द्वेष के बिना पालन करूंगा तथा मैं संविधान और विधियों की मर्यादा बनाए रखूंगा
Born in 1962 in Hisar, Haryana, Justice Suryakant started practicing law at the District Court Hisar in 1984. He is specialized in constitutional service and civil matters. He represented a number of universities, boards, corporations, banks, and also the High Court. Justice Suryakant earned the distinction of being appointed the youngest Advocate General of Haryana in the year 2000. Aboi Town Public, under the umbrella of the Konyak Union Aboi Unit, today staged a protest rally at Aboi Town following the expiry of a 7-day notice served to the state government regarding the survey of the proposed National Highway 702 Mon Aboi Longland alignment. The organizations alleged that the survey team constituted by the deputy chief minister, who also holds a portfolio of national highways and planning, had verified only option 1 while disregarding option 2 and option 3, which had been previously discussed and endorsed in multiple meetings. During the protest, a representation was submitted to the Chief Minister of Nagaland through the district administration, expressing deep concern over what they termed a unilateral and selective survey. The representation stated that the survey team verified only option 1 despite public demand for a comprehensive re-verification of all 3 alignments. The organizations urged the Chief Minister to ensure that all 3 alignment options of National Highway 702 are surveyed fairly and transparently in accordance with earlier resolutions. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the new labour reforms by the government reflect the commitment to a future-ready economy, simplifying compliance, empowering women workers, and strengthening the country's position in the global value chain. Sharing an article by Union Minister Mansukh Mandavia, Mr. Modi asserted that the world acknowledges India's rise as a trusted global partner. The National Commission for Women, NCW, has rolled out a new 24/7 short helpline number 14490 to ensure quicker and more accessible support for women in distress across the country. In a statement, the Commission said that the toll-free number serves as an easy-to-recall short code connected to the Commission's existing helpline, enabling women to seek assistance without any delay. The new helpline number strengthens NCW's ongoing efforts to provide immediate help to women facing violence, harassment, or any form of distress. Nagaland State Department of Social Welfare, in collaboration with Nagaland State Rural Livelihoods Mission, will be organizing International Day for Elimination of Violence Against Women tomorrow in Kohima. The department will also launch 16 Days of Activism for Ending Gender-Based Violence, GBV, from tomorrow to 10th December. Here is a report.
The 16-day program will highlight initiatives of the government to combat GBV and raise awareness about the rights and entitlements of women and girls. It will include workshops and seminars to raise awareness on the Domestic Violence Act 2005, the Sexual Harassment of Women at Workplace, Prevention, Prohibition and Redressal Act 2013, Prevention of Children from Sexual Offense Act 2012, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, and special rights available to women and girls under Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 with regard to victim compensation. A social media campaign using hashtags and informative content will also be launched to raise awareness about women's rights, laws, one-stop centers, helpline numbers, and Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat Abhiyan. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And the fifth day of the 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, in Panaji, Goa, has continued to draw cinephiles and art lovers alike in large crowds today. The jam-packed schedule ranges from an illuminating masterclass by acclaimed director Rajkumar Hirani to elusive film screenings and many more. A report from our correspondent.
In his masterclass on writing and editing, Rajkumar Hirani highlighted that writing is when you imagine a film, while editing is when you experience a film. He underlined the unsung role of an editor and said that a movie gets its true meaning at the editing table. Mr. Hirani also discussed about the underlying themes present in some of his movies that are regarded now as cult classic. Amongst film screenings, critically acclaimed movies including the Japanese film Two Seasons, Two Strangers, world premiere of Albanian film Hannah, and Govind Nilani's 1984 classic Party were screened today. Creators of non-mainstream films such as Lala and Poppy and The Pursuit of Spring shared insights into their projects, highlighting how their storytelling aims not only to entertain but also to leave a lasting impact on the audience. With Nikhil and Saira, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Panaji.
And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipiru emphasizes need to strengthen One Crop, One Village initiative. consultation meeting held on proposed lifting of Nagaland Liquor Total Prohibition Act 1989 in Dimapur. Justice Suryakant takes oath as 53rd Chief Justice of India, and Aboy Town public stages protest rally regarding survey of proposed National Highway 702. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.